After a seven-month wait, football fans all across the world are ecstatic as the opening of the 2015 regular season is upon us. Since the Super Bowl in February, anticipation and excitement has been building for the return of the pigskin. But getting to the opening weekend of NFL action all started in New York City, in a small room in the league office.
It's a team of four locked in this room, essentially from the day after the Super Bowl ends, till the commissioner comes knocking on that door and saying, "Let's go, boys, time to put one out there." 140 computers running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, literally from the day after the Super Bowl ends, and searching through this massive search tree. If you imagine that for each one of these teams, they've got 16 games, can go on any one of 17 time periods, on any one of five different networks. You're talking about hundreds of millions of possible schedules just for each individual team. Multiply that across 32 teams and you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of trillions, quadrillions of possible NFL schedules every year. And we're looking for the one. That one schedule that is as fair as possible to all of our teams, makes the best possible television, works around stadium conflicts, travel issues, London, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, all the things that we've got in our minds. So it's a constant race against the clock, searching through essentially a beach, looking for the best grain of sand.
Making the NFL schedule each year is like putting together a giant puzzle, where a change in just one piece can directly impact the entire puzzle. 32 teams, 17 weeks of action, and 256 total games. It isn't an easy task and something that never makes everyone happy.
What we do is reach out to the 32 teams and the five television partners for their wish lists. Everybody's got requests, everybody's got preferences, everybody feels like they're owed a little something from last year. So it's our job to take in all that input from all the teams and all the network partners and then start doling out the matchups in a way so that the television is as good as hopefully it can be. We're looking to put the biggest games in television windows where as many fans as possible can see the games. And also do it in a way where the impact on our clubs isn't competitively unfair. At the end of the day, you know there's going to be a three-game road trip in there for somebody, or half the league's going to open with two away to start, or somebody's going to have to catch that week four bye. But has it fallen on somebody who it hasn't happened to in a while? And is it overall fairness equate to when we make those phone calls in April, given the clubs their schedules? There's nobody on the other end of the line that, you know, on April 22nd feels like we're dead and buried already.
17 weeks of NFL regular season action gets going this week with the opener Thursday night in New England, with the Super Bowl champions kicking off the 2015 season. The opening weekend ends in San Francisco on Monday night with the Vikings facing the 49ers.
We've got a Central Time Zone team and the return of Adrian Peterson and a storyline that is going to resonate throughout hopefully the entire weekend. You start with kickoff in New England on Thursday and you bookend it with the Vikings Monday night game on Monday. That's a pretty good run of football for the NFL fans.
The NFL office in New York City spends months each year working to put together the league schedule and coming up with the best matchups possible. This weekend, the league kicks off another brand new season, something that football fans have been waiting for since February. And while a Monday night national TV opener in the Bay Area is great, there are big dreams ahead to kick off 2016 and the opening of U.S. Bank Stadium.
We've got a relatively good run of recent history when we either open a new stadium or renovate one and trying to showcase that for our fans. So the best way to get a home opener for next year, go ahead and win the Super Bowl and we'll get that Thursday night kickoff game in the new building. That would be a great scene in Minneapolis.